This is the second Sunday of Advent, and our theme is peace, so beautifully depicted here. In the second painting from the window, the two hands holding the dove, created by Melanie Florio, who was an artist here in our church a few years ago. She now lives and showcases her art in San Diego, but I love that piece, and as Jeff already mentioned, could there be a more timely Sunday for us to have a theme of peace? The whole world is and has been reeling, and there's no peace out there in the world. People are afraid and fearful and concerned and worried, and you know, for a few years, we've been observing and watching terrorism rage in Europe and in Asia and in the Middle East and in Africa, and we've seen these large-scale events like Paris and Mumbai and Kenya and smaller-scale stuff, and we have prayed for these folks and we've grieved for them. But I think it would be true to say that all of us felt a security as we did so, and felt relatively safe here in America. Not anymore. Not since Wednesday. Just 1 hour up the freeway, and of all places, San Bernardino, everything changed. And guess what? We have joined the rest of the world now. Now, we've had our 9/11 15 years ago, but just a few incidents besides that. But now we are in a very tenuous situation, and it gives us a glorious opportunity to put our trust in God. Amen? Amen. We're going to put our trust in God. Last time I spoke about we're hanging on to God. We're believing God. We're going to trust God in days that are difficult. And these are such days. I look at people these days, especially since Wednesday, and people are kind of staggering around, and they're confused, and they're dazed, and they're saying, "Who's going to help? Will somebody please step up? Who has an answer to all of this?" Gosh, we need someone who can kind of direct us or lead us or guide us. And there is no answer. Because the world has no answer to give. They cannot give an answer because there really is an answer to what's been going on. And the pundits scratch their heads. And the commentators speak in circles. And politicians give empty speeches. And there are summits held and conferences held, and nothing changes. It only gets worse. And there's a lot of other things that I could talk about that brings turmoil to our lives in this world. But there is peace offered to this world. The world can't offer it because the world cannot offer what it doesn't have. One person can offer peace. He offers it freely. He offers it to those who are hungry, to those who are yearning and longing to have that peace. He offers it to you this morning if you don't have it. Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you." Not as the world gives, because the world can't give a lasting peace. It gives a temporary peace, perhaps, or a counterfeit, or a fake peace, and give a little bit of peace here and there. But Jesus said, "I'm giving you a peace that's not like the world can give." But it's offered to those of you who are hungry and yearning for it. "Peace I leave with you. Peace I give to you. Not as the world do I give to you. Let your hearts not be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Whose heart might be a little troubled today, and who might be feeling a little afraid from what happened on Wednesday? Jesus is saying, just listen to what I'm imparting to you. I want to give you a peace. Why don't you turn in your Bibles to that verse, John 14, verse 27. It's on page 900 of the Pew Bible. I just want you to put your eyes on it. And I want you to receive this as God's message to you this morning. A peace I leave with you, John 14, 27. I'm reading from the New American Standard. My peace I give to you, not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be fearful. Let's read this all together. Whatever version you have is fine. Just read it out loud, because I believe in reading that out loud, it'll be a faith builder for all of us, okay? Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, and neither let it be. So, this verse raises an important question. Just who is Jesus speaking to? Who is the you? My peace I give to you. Who's he speaking to? He's speaking to his disciples. That's who's hearing these words. He's speaking to them in the upper room discourse just a few minutes before he's going to be betrayed and go to the cross. He's speaking to those disciples who have been living with him, loving him, walking with him, abiding in him. He's speaking to those who were deeply connected to him. That's who he's offering this peace. And he offers that same peace to you and to me, to those of us who are walking with him, loving him, abiding in him, and are connected to him. Okay? This is important. Like, this is the heart of this message. Jesus is offering peace to those who are connected to him. You cannot just believe in God and expect peace. Even believing Jesus is your Savior doesn't necessarily guarantee you peace. Coming to the little church here on this Sunday morning doesn't give you peace. Watching Christian television doesn't give you peace. Preaching the greatest sermon, singing the greatest song, authoring a best-selling book doesn't give you peace. Evangelizing the world, taking 100 trips to Asia, speaking in 1,000 tongues, doing good deeds until you're blue in the face doesn't give you peace. Only Jesus gives you peace. Now, if you're connected to Jesus and doing all those things, it's going to be glorious. Amen. Peace is not found in something. Peace is found in someone. Peace is not found in doing. Peace is found in Christ. Jesus is speaking to those who are connected to him, and he's offering that peace. Now, my experience in life, as being a Christian for 45 years, is that I can be connected to Christ and feel that peace, and I can get quickly disconnected myself. This week that happened to me. We had a board of directors meeting at the Sawdust. I was facilitating that. Two things were interesting about that meeting. One is, a board member brought up the fact, well, we have to have a counterterrorism plan. And I'm sitting there going, am I hearing this right? In my lifetime here in Laguna Beach, are we really talking about this? But everybody's talking about it, you know, like planning what to do if something would happen. And I said, well, we can't live like this. But so I'm just scratching my head. But suddenly there was an issue on one of the agendas that we had, and it was it divided the board, and there was a lot of contentiousness. And I was a little, I got home, I told Nikki, boy, I'm a little bit out of sorts over this, and I had a hard time sleeping that night. And I was feeling no peace because I was focused on the situation. I was focused on the problem. And I was focused on the words I was hearing, that everybody was taking their side, you know. And I finally realized that, wait a second, Jesus offers a peace in the midst of this. And so I drew myself back to God and I reconnected with him. And when I did, I experienced that peace that Jesus promises. The peace was spoken to his disciples, those who were connected. So this is a big question. Are you feeling connected to Christ this morning? Are you feeling that connection? Or are you agitated, disturbed, struggling in life, stressed and fretting and not knowing what to do? Then this message is for you today. This message is focused on you reconnecting with the one who is the Prince of Peace and the one who offers peace to you and to me. Are you feeling his peace this morning? That's what God's offering you. He's saying to you, would you just close your eyes, reconnect with me, and I will release that peace to you. Because if you are struggling in a lot of other things, you aren't going to find it. And a lot of us think, well, just because we're a Christian, then we should automatically have that peace. And it's just not the way it works. The way it works is by connecting with God in the tough situations of life, from day to day, whatever's going on, you find yourself drawing yourself to the Lord. This is why spending time with God every day, looking at your life, asking God, this day I want to live for you. And this day I need your power to live for you. And this day, God, I want to experience your peace, so I need to connect with you. So I think, in my marriage or in my relationships, I look to strengthen those things by connection. And if I get disconnected from my wife or I get disconnected from my friends, there's an awkwardness and I can feel something's wrong. And I can feel that in my relationship with God. Do you guys feel that sometimes? Do you feel like a long ways from God sometimes? Do you sometimes wonder, like, where is God? We just need to draw our hearts to him. There's that call of the Spirit of God each and every day. Ryan had one of the lines in one of his songs that he sang, the Spirit and the Bride say, come. The Holy Spirit is saying to you and to me, come on this Advent Sunday with this theme of peace in a really suddenly chaotic world in which stuff's in our backyard now. Come unto me, and you can trust me, and I will give you peace. And so I pray for that this morning. I pray that you will understand that that peace is going to be coming in your connection with God. That if you're feeling disconnected this morning, that God wants to renew that relationship with you. Now, another verse I'd like to look at is a verse in which Jesus sums up his entire ministry. 3 years of ministry, 3 years of teaching, 3 years of instruction, he wraps up in one verse. He says these words in John 16:33. If you got your Bible open to the 14th chapter still, just turn over to chapter 16, where Jesus makes a very similar statement, a very comforting statement to us as to the one in the 14th chapter, verse 27, where Jesus says, these things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In this world, you will have tribulation, but be of good courage, for I have overcome this world. A great and interesting promise in that verse. I have been speaking to you for these 3 years. I've been ministering to you for these 3 years. And this is what I want to give you out of all of that. There's a lot of other things I want to give you, but especially this. I'm going to focus you on this. These things I've spoken to you, that you may have peace. So notice the word may. It's there for the taking. It's there if you want it. All of this I've given to you that you may have peace. For in me, you will have peace. In Christ, you and I will have peace. In our connection with Him, you and I will have peace. As we love God, as we walk with God, as we hold on to God, as we give our lives to God from day to day, Jesus is described by Paul in Colossians as being all in all. He is all that we need in our lives. And my life is focused on Him as much as I possibly can focus myself on Him, because I believe He is the creator and the sustainer and the holder of life together for all of us. We come as sons and daughters of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And we are His and He is ours. And we look to connect with Him and find Him in fresh ways. And of course, every single day we're looking for that connection. But I think especially with what happened on Wednesday, we're looking to connect with Him and we're asking God to give us that peace. And so who here needs that peace this morning? I'll ask a second time. Who here has been missing that peace? There's a few hands that are popping up. Who here has been anxious and fretting and fearful and concerned and worried, and what am I going to do, and what are we going to do as a nation, and who's going to do this or that, or what's going to happen? Just let all of it go this morning and just find your connection with Christ, and He will sustain you. He will fill you. He will give you hope. He will give you guidance. He will direct you. Our lives are fully in His hand. Our lives are fully in His direction. And none of us are leaving this earth one day sooner than we're supposed to. I think the last time that I spoke to you, like a verse that I live in, Psalm 139, verse 16, all our days have been ordained for us before as yet we've lived one of them. You can live in full confidence with no fear, without any worry. God's fully got us in the palm of His hand. We are His destiny for His purposes and plans. And He's got glorious purposes and plans for all of us. So if we watch the news, you know, and listen to all these people talking who really come to no conclusions, you're just going to get spun out and you're going to get politically exhausted. Anybody feeling a little exhausted from all this? Like, yeah, you're just like just kind of reeling and wondering what's going to happen. Well, this is what's going to happen. We're going to place our trust in God. We're going to ask Him to sustain us. We are going to believe the promises of God. We have promises for the now. We have promises for our future. And we have promises for eternity. And all of us together as a people are His. And you know, as a church, I think it's a good word for us this morning. I think if a church as a whole, as one entity, is connected to God, that's a healthy church. And so I think that's a second but very important part to this message, is that we as a church would be corporately connected to God. You know, if a church is not connected to God, it's really not much different from the world. You hear about pastors falling. You hear about churches dividing, ministry splitting, and chaos in churches. What really is at the root of all of that? And we hear about it about every other day. What is the root of all of this? They're disconnected. There's disconnection somewhere. Their disconnection with God and there's disconnection with each other. When people leave a church, there's disconnection. I have a little church in the Philippines that I love. I've loved this little church. I mentored the pastor and I got a whole slew of emails and texts this past week, and there's been a division in the church. And I know exactly what's happened. There was a disconnection, and all everybody's talking about is whose theology is right. Gosh, whose theology is right? The whole issue of church life and the whole issue of our lives is, are we loving God and loving each other? And if your theology is a little different from mine, fine. I don't really, it's okay. If your theology or what you think about the future events or what you think about this or that is fine. But can we please love each other? And can we please hold on to each other and be there for each other and not get disconnected, but in fact get more deeply connected? That's the yearning of this pastor's heart, is that we would all become, in our closest relationships, become more deeply connected in our relationships amongst each other here at the church, where we just see each other here and there sometimes, but we would find connection. And as we do, find connection with each other and find connection with God, the peace that we all yearn for will come. It's a promise, Jesus said. I give it to you, and I've said all these things to you, that in me you may have peace. So we're going to have communion now, and as the elements are being passed, I want to encourage you during that kind of 2-3 minutes when it's quiet, and you get the elements, that you just offer God this little prayer. If you've been feeling disconnected to God, Lord, I want to find connection again this morning. And I'm not going to ask for a show of hands or anything like that, but you know who you are. I'm going to ask for a deeper connection with Christ this morning. Because of all that's happened in this past week, we just get a little bit off balance and we get a little bit distracted. I'm going to ask God. I encourage you to ask God. Jesus came to give us peace. And there's a interesting verse in Matthew where he talks about, I haven't come to bring peace to this world. In fact, I've come to bring a sword of division that sometimes will even separate families because of who I am, people will resist me. So this morning, may the peace of God come. And if you ask, Jesus said, if you ask, you will receive. And so this morning, feeling a little disconnected from God, just ask him, Lord, I want to find new connection with you, and I want to experience that peace.